This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Tonight, inside the 77 minutes of terror at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas, ABC News obtaining new audio.
Tyler is advising he is in the room for a victim.
What appears to be a 911 dispatcher telling police on the scene there's a child on the phone, trapped with the gunman, and the classroom is full of victims. ABC News also obtaining video of officers frantically breaking windows to get children out of other parts of the school. The Justice Department now reviewing law enforcement's response to the shooting as the community prepares for the first of 21 funerals. And tonight, an update on the conditions of those who survived being treated in hospitals. Marcus Moore in Uvalde. 24 hours after his visit to Robb Elementary, President Biden returning to the White House and pressed on the gun reform debate. The president saying he can't do it alone, hoping, quote, rational Republicans will help Democrats. What we're now learning about bipartisan talks underway over the holiday weekend. The dangerous tornado threat, reports just coming in of tornadoes on the ground in Minnesota. Watches in effect across several states. Possible strong, long-track twisters, damaging winds, and large hail. And tracking the first hurricane of the season in the eastern Pacific, Ginger Z standing by. Bad weather and air traffic control issues canceling more than 1,000 flights over the Memorial Day weekend. One of the busiest travel weekends in more than 2 years at the airports and on America's highways, despite record-high gas prices and inflation. Overseas tonight, Russian and Ukrainian forces battling block by block for control of a key city in the eastern Donbass region. Thousands of civilians forced to evacuate. News about a French journalist killed. And President Biden now responding to Ukraine's request for long-range rocket systems capable of hitting targets in Russia. The world's most famous painting attacked. The Mona Lisa vandalized at the Louvre. And from Arlington National Cemetery across the U.S., the nation paying its respects to the servicemen and women who gave their lives for this country.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening. It's great to have you with us on this Memorial Day holiday. I'm Whit Johnson in for David. We begin tonight with new developments emerging in the deadly elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. ABC News obtaining new video and audio, raising more questions about the horror unfolding inside the school for 77 minutes and why authorities waited for so long before taking out the gunman. Memorials growing for the 19 children and two teachers shot and killed in their classroom. Flowers, notes, crosses, and now pictures of the victims placed outside the school. Members of the community coming to pray and pay their respects to the lives lost. And we're learning more about the chaos and fear during the attack. Children escaping through windows. A 911 dispatcher apparently heard telling police a child is on the phone in the room with the gunman while officers held their position in the hallway. The law enforcement response to the shooting now under extreme scrutiny. The Justice Department conducting a full review. And on this Memorial Day, the tight-knit community grieving unimaginable loss, now attending wakes and preparing for 21 funerals. ABC's Marcus Moore in Uvalde leading us off.
Tonight, we are seeing more of those frantic moments outside Robb Elementary in new video obtained by ABC News.
Guy with a rifle.
Police rescuing children after breaking a window, then pulling them out.
Somebody jump out of the window.
Oh, the kids. They're getting the kids out.
A camera capturing what sounds like a dispatcher telling officers a student is calling from the classroom.
You have a child on the line. Room 12. Are we able to?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to
need anybody inside of the building.
An ABC News analysis of the video shows that was at approximately 12:13.
Again at 12:16, she's called back and said there's 8 to 9 students alive.
And for the first time, you can see where the gunman crashed that truck, just steps from the school. where he jumped the fence and police say unloaded 315 rounds.
I heard over the radio they found an AR-15 and 30 magazines.
For 77 minutes, the shooter terrorized students and staff inside, taking 21 innocent lives. Texas officials say the school district police chief wrongly believed they were no longer dealing with an active shooter situation, but instead a barricaded subject, and had ordered tactical teams not to enter the classroom while the children kept desperately calling 911 for help.
And of course, it was not the right decision. It was a wrong decision, period.
Sources telling ABC News the carnage only ending when federal agents decided to use a custodian's key to breach the door and kill the gunman. Off-duty sheriff's deputy Felix Rubio says when he reached his daughter's school, he saw the team outside her classroom.
Once I see them open the door and open fire, my heart dropped.
The Rubios lost their 10-year-old daughter, Lexi. Felix recalling that moment when he sat down with our Maria Elena Salinas.
I didn't see my baby come out, walking or carried. I didn't see her come out.
Tonight, the Department of Justice launching a review of the police response as families and friends in this shattered community coming together to pay their respects to the victims being laid to rest. Amarijo Garza had just turned 10. Survivors say she was one of those students who tried calling 911 before she was shot. Maite Rodriguez loved animals and dreamed of becoming a marine biologist, her mother saying she was her very best friend. And teacher Irma Garcia, whose husband passed away just 2 days later of a heart attack, the family saying he died of a broken heart and losing the love of his life. Today, many here are vowing to fight for tougher gun restrictions. State Senator Roland Gutierrez calls this shooting a turning point.
I'm going to keep demanding change because these families, every one of them has told me, make sure that my child didn't die in vain.
11-year-old Alina wants to see change too. She lost her friend Jacqueline.
If we want to heal, we need some new rules, because if we don't change nothing, it's going to be the same and it's going to happen again and again.
Those words from a young girl, Marcus Moore, joining us now from that growing memorial in Uvalde. And Marcus, you're getting new information on the school district police chief who is supposed to be sworn in tomorrow as a member of the city council. And you also have an update on the survivors in the hospital.
Whip, that's right. The mayor announcing that city council meeting will not take place. Also, we haven't heard from the police chief. And Whit, right now, there are still 5 survivors of this shooting in the hospital, including a 10-year-old girl who we are told is in serious condition, and the gunman's very own grandmother, who tonight is in fair condition in the hospital. Whit.
All right, Marcus, thank you. President Biden back at the White House tonight, 24 hours after his visit to Uvalde. He was pressed on the reignited debate on gun reform. Some bipartisan talks already underway. The president hoping that, quote, rational Republicans will help Democrats move forward on new legislation. On the table, red flag laws and background checks. Here's ABC's White House correspondent Mary Alice Parks.
President Biden tonight frustrated alongside a grieving nation.
Do you feel more motivated to get action on guns now?
I've been pretty motivated all along. You know, the folks who were victimized, their families, they spent 3 hours and 40 minutes with me. And the pain is palpable. And I think a lot of it's unnecessary. So I'm going to continue to push. And we'll see how this works.
Visiting families in Uvalde, the president facing fervent calls for action.
Do something! Do something!
Calling for the president to do something.
Do something!
President Biden promising. Back in Washington, the president calling on Congress, saying he's hopeful, quote, rational Republicans are at the negotiating table.
I think there's a recognition in their part. We can't continue like this. I can't dictate this stuff. I can do the things I've done, and any executive action I can take, I'll continue to take. But I can't outlaw a weapon.
Making one of his clearest calls for reform.
I know that it makes no sense to be able to purchase something that can fire up to 300 rounds.
A bipartisan working group taking part in serious negotiations throughout the weekend.
There are more Republicans interested in talking about finding a path forward this time than I have ever seen since Sandy Hook. And, well, in the end, I may end up being heartbroken. I am at the table in a more significant way right now with Republicans and Democrats than ever before.
On the table, red flag laws, mental health resources, more funding for school security, and expanded background checks. An overwhelming 89% of Americans in our ABC News poll supporting universal background checks. Some Republicans ready to change the age limit for purchasing all firearms, too.
I think that raising the age of gun purchase to 21 is a no-brainer.
Mary Alice Parks with us now from Capitol Hill. Mary Alice, we know those bipartisan talks are already underway, and there is a timeline lawmakers are working with.
Yeah, what President Biden said that this weekend, while consoling families, he deliberately did not engage in those negotiations. But the senators from both sides of the aisle that are leading that working group said that talks did continue over the holiday. They have a Zoom call scheduled for tomorrow. They have just over a week to report back any progress, and they don't want to lose momentum. Democratic Senator Chris Murphy said this time, failure can't be an option. Whit.
Mary Alice, thank you. Next here tonight, the dangerous tornado threat in the Midwest at this hour. Weather alerts across several states. Late today, reports of multiple tornadoes touching down in western Minnesota. The system moving its way east. Let's get right to ABC's chief meteorologist, Ginger Z. Ginger, where are the biggest threats right now?
With the particularly dangerous situation, the PDS tornado watch in Minnesota is the one we've got our eye on. But that has now extended, at least a tornado watch has, through Iowa into Missouri, and that includes Topeka, Kansas. So keep an eye tonight if you're in any of those states. A lot of people are outdoors, so if you know someone that is in the area that's highlighted there, please call them, give them a heads up, because the ingredients are there to not just have spin, but long track tornadoes are possible, meaning they can stay on the ground for a long time, torturing people. And of course, the ground. Now, you look at the flash flood watch, that's up in northern Minnesota, parts of eastern South Dakota. And that same front, it's going to keep impacting folks from Michigan, the whole lower peninsula, right through Chicago, back to Childress, Texas. Whit?
All right, Ginger, thank you. And the severe weather, partly to blame for more than 1,000 canceled flights over what has become one of the busiest holiday travel weekends in more than 2 years. More people flying, more people driving, despite record high gas prices and inflation. Here's ABC's transportation correspondent, Gio Benitez.
Tonight, after packing the beaches,
I think we have record number of crowds, and we're happy to set the tone for the summer on a good note.
Millions are packing the highways home, paying even more at the pump than when they left. The national average now nearly $4.62 a gallon.
We're going to be traveling no matter what.
And this unofficial start of summer saw airports packed like they haven't been in years.
Feels pretty good, you know. I mean, everybody's ready to get back to normal.
O'Hare seeing 47% more passengers than last Memorial Day. The roughly 2 million a day passing through TSA checkpoints, paying 45% more on average for a ticket than last year. But higher prices don't stop cancellations.
Since Friday, we've seen more than 2,500 flights canceled into and out of the U.S.
Delta seeing the most, blaming weather and air traffic control, vendor staffing, and increased COVID case rates. The FAA reporting staffing shortages at its air traffic control center in Jacksonville, one of the busiest in the nation, saying in a statement, weather was a factor, but staffing has been a challenge.
And Whit, it's going to be a very busy summer. In fact, airlines are already cutting back on flights, hoping to have extra crew members on hand just in case of cancellations. Whit.
Gio, thanks. Overseas now, fierce fighting tonight for control of Ukraine's eastern Donbass region. Russian and Ukrainian forces battling for control of a key city. 90% of the buildings there reportedly damaged or destroyed. And what President Biden is now saying about whether the U.S. would supply Ukraine with long-range rockets capable of hitting Russian targets on the other side of the border. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge in Kyiv.
Tonight, Russian soldiers touring freshly taken territory and showing the utter destruction their offensive is bringing to eastern Ukraine. The video, airing on Kremlin-friendly TV, showing hellish scenes inside the city of Severodonetsk, the focus of the Russian advance. More fierce fighting nearby in Lysychansk. Ukrainian police going door to door, warning civilians to leave. Katerina saying no one should go through this. It's terrifying. Today, President Biden saying the US won't supply Ukraine with long-range rocket systems powerful enough to strike across the border.
We're not going to send to Ukraine rocket systems that can strike into Russia.
But a US official telling ABC News that the Ukrainians might still get rocket systems with greater reach than the US howitzers now on the battlefield. An announcement could come this week. Today, Russian shelling killing 32-year-old French journalist Frédéric Leclerc Imoff, France's foreign minister calling it a crime. Shocking drone footage emerging from the Russian-occupied port of Mariupol. Mass graves stretching on. Ukrainian officials who were in charge of the city releasing the video. And European leaders meeting today with still no sign that Russia will let food exports leave Ukrainian ports.
Le blé comme une arme de guerre.
The EU's top diplomat saying Putin's latest weapon is wheat. Ukrainian fields feeding much of the world.
This is a sunflower. Ukraine produces around half of the world's sunflower oil. And with exports stuck in this country, we're already seeing shortages elsewhere.
For farmer Kees Huizinger, desperate times.
Especially for the coming year. You know, if we don't open the port soon, our crops out here, we can't export them.
Well, the European Union has just announced its members have agreed to ban two-thirds of all imports of Russian oil. But they've fallen short of their original aim. That was a complete ban of Russian oil. Russian energy, of course, funding Putin's war here in Ukraine. Whit?
Tomer, thanks to you tonight. Back here at home, President Biden today leading the country in Memorial Day tributes to America's fallen heroes. The president laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery, speaking of service, sacrifice, and the importance of protecting democracy.
It's more than just our form of government. It's part of the very soul of America, the soul of America. Our democracy is our greatest gift as a nation, made holy by those we've lost along the way.
President Biden also paying tribute to his son, Beau, who served in Iraq and died of cancer 7 years ago today. When we come back, the daring robbery at a church in Brooklyn, thieves making off with a $2 million treasure, and the messy attack on the Mona Lisa. Details ahead.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Next tonight, a day of fun on the water turning to tragedy in Colorado this Memorial Day weekend. One person is dead, another missing. After a boat capsized at Lake Pueblo State Park, 11 people were rescued. High winds forced authorities to call off their search overnight. They hope to return to the water in the next few hours. New York police are appealing to the public for help after thieves made off with a tabernacle worth about $2 million from a Brooklyn church. The pure 18-karat gold tabernacle is well over 100 years old. Police say the perpetrators also knocked the head off of an angel and stole the church's security footage. To the index now, we're tracking the first tropical threat of the eastern Pacific season, Hurricane Agatha, making landfall along Mexico's Pacific coast late today in torrential rain, strong winds, rough surf, battering the state of Oaxaca. More than a foot of rain and potential mudslides possible in some areas. The storm expected to weaken by tomorrow. It will not threaten the U.S. Tonight, the football world is reacting to the death of Jeff Gladney, a cornerback for the Arizona Cardinals. Gladney died overnight in a car crash, the news confirmed by his agent. The 25-year-old was a standout at TCU and a first-round draft pick by the Vikings in 2020. A major consumer alert to tell you about involving fresh strawberries possibly linked to an outbreak of hepatitis A. Officials say anyone who purchased fresh Campo and HEB brand strawberries in April and March should throw them out. Even though the fruit is past its shelf life, officials fear they may have been frozen after purchase. There's much more information on our website. An investigation now underway in Paris after a man threw cake on the Mona Lisa. Officials say the man was pretending to be wheelchair-bound in the Louvre Museum and was allowed to get close to the iconic painting. Suspect was arrested and reportedly taken for a psychiatric evaluation. Officials say the painting was behind protective glass and was not damaged. Finally tonight, on this Memorial Day, the moving images, people across the country honoring America's fallen heroes.
I'm a Vietnam veteran, combat wounded veteran. This is a special day to remember those that paid the ultimate sacrifice in the defense of our nation.
Grieving and recognizing those that have went before us to defend our country that are no longer here.
This day to me is sorrow to me because I know some people on that wall over there, and I think about being in Vietnam, that could have been me.
Today we remember and we reaffirm freedom is worth the sacrifice. Today we renew our sacred vow, it's a simple vow, to remember. Memorial Day is always a day where pain and pride are mixed together.
Please take a moment to reflect on the true meaning of this holiday. And we express our gratitude to all of the military families across this country. Thank you for your courage and sacrifice. I'm Whit Johnson in New York. For David and all of us here, have a great night.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.